Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's good, everybody? Welcome into Early Edge, your daily sports betting show of record. We are powered by the almighty Sports Line, the absolute best value in all of sports betting, and it is not close. Every single Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern time, we're here for all the props you could possibly want. So, as we move throughout the next 30 to 45 minutes, I want you to put as many in the comment section as you want. Right, we'll get try to get to as many as we can. My guys will do their official picks in the games that they like, but we try to make this as interactive as possible. Also, pound that like button. It is so important for the growth of the show. If I get to 200 likes or 100 likes, we'll give away a year-long sub. 200 likes, 2 year-long memberships to Sports Slides. We've got a lot to get to, so let's bring in the stars of the show. You know the names. You know the faces right below me. Now, don't get it twisted. This man may or may not have had a career writing for pro wrestling, but not today. It's about NFL props. What's good, Dave?
Coach, it's great to talk with you again and to go over props again. I need to do better than I did last week, and I'm working on it, and I think this will be the week. There's something I want to point out, though. There was an interesting prop in the Thursday night game. Robert Woods over under was 60 and a half yards, and this guy, man, he was terrible through the first 4 weeks of the season, and you see that line of 60 and a half, and I would imagine a regular Joe of the betting public would have said, there's no way he gets to 60 yards. Mm-hmm. Well, he got way over 60 and a half yards. That tells me that the people that are starting to make these lines are catching on to the idea that they can fool the public. And we've seen that for years with regular spreads on games. Now we're going to start to see it. And remember that thought when we get to one of my picks later on the show.
Now, I will tell you that maybe other shows and other brands didn't know about Robert Woods, but the Early Edge damn sure did last night. Because if you watch Early Edge Live, you cash Robert Woods across the board. Which brings us to our next guy. We like to call him Proppy now. He is Prop Stars at Twitter. He is one of our favorites. Now, I will say this, because many people don't know this, Alex, that you give out picks on Twitter. You give out picks here on Early Edge, but you also have an article at Sportsline. In that article, you are 13-7 so far. So there's so many different ways to consume what you're giving us. Hello once again, sir.
Hello, Coach. Hello, Dave. It's a pleasure to be here. This is my favorite hour of the entire week. I look forward to this all week to hang out with you guys. I also want to point out that I'm 15-5 on this very show. So...
wow. It doesn't matter where you go. You're catching. We already had Eric. I see you in the comments section. He said, I can't wait for some of Prop Star's picks. We were still waiting for somebody to say they're waiting for Dave's picks, but that's neither here nor there.
We're working on it. We'll get there. We'll get there. 5 one day.
All right. Let's jump into it. Now, the first game we're looking at, the Jets and the Falcons. Sure, on paper, who cares about this game? The number is at -2.5. The total is at 45. But as you guys know, in the world of props, every game matters. Dave, let's start with you. What do you like in this game?
Oh, man. One of the winners that I had last week had to do with a kicker going up against the Jets, and something that I've been telling you for a while now. The Jets, 3 straight weeks, have allowed at least 4 field goal attempts to the opposing kicker. So I'm riding this gravy train that I've got going. Last week, it was Randy Bullock, and I think you had to lay a lot of juice on him. It's less juice this week to go with Younghoe Koo, the kicker for the Atlanta Falcons, to get over 1.5 field goals. It's -140. And by the way, Calvin Ridley not playing for the Atlanta Falcons. It might mean that that offense stalls a little bit more in the red zone, which will lead to more field goal attempts for our new best friend, Mr. Koo.
I like it a lot. I like it a lot. Now, you do like another play in that game, do you not?
I do. We're going to keep it up with the crazy names on the Atlanta Falcons side.
Okay.
Can you pronounce this guy's name? If you can't, it's no big deal.
Olamide Zaccheaus.
You got the last name, Coach. You got the last name.
Olamide?
Olamide.
Olamide.
As okay, if, you Olamide. Know, like there's like a national cheeseburger day and a national, you know, hat day, whatever. If there was a national llama day, it would be Olamide. And his last name is Zacchaeus. I don't know what I can do with that, but you said that last name perfect. So you know who this guy is. Okay. And this is going to be the primary replacement in Atlanta's offense for Calvin Ridley. We've already seen him play a lot this year. He lines up in the slot a decent amount. He lines up outside a lot. Now I think he's going to end up lining up outside a little bit more because Calvin Ridley's out. But here's the cool thing about Mr. Zacchaeus. He has four career games. He's a young guy, really hasn't been in the league very long, but he is very quick. In four games in his career, he's had at least six targets. He's gotten you at least four catches in three of those four games. I think he's going to get you another four catches or more in this matchup against the New York Jets, whose secondary on paper looks pretty good. They've only given up two touchdowns all year through the air, but they are not that good and they are depleted. I think over 3.5 catches is the play for Olamide Zacchaeus, and it's +120, coach. So we can make a little bit of bank on this one. One of my absolute favorite props of the week for this matchup against Gangrene.
And you know, we love that plus number. And anytime that I can hear National Cheeseburger Day on the show, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. Now, we're going to stay in this game because my man Alex also has targeted a couple of plays that he really likes. Alex, talk to me.
Yep, I've got two props in this game as well. First off, I just want to say I really like Dave's props. That Young Wei Koo prop, I love that. He's one of the best kickers in the league. So, yeah, to not have a super juice line on him, I think is very plus EV. But, yeah, the two props that I'm working with is Cordarrelle Patterson over 41.5 receiving yards. How often in a player's ninth season does he have a breakout campaign? Like, when does that happen in the history of the NFL? When have you seen a guy in his ninth year finally just blow up? And he's honestly been Atlanta's best player. I don't think there's any argument. Did you guys know he leads? I know Dave knows this, but he leads the league in touchdowns. Cordarrelle Patterson leads the league in touchdowns.
Wait a second. What do you mean Dave knows this? You don't think I can know this?
Well, I know Dave's a fantasy guy, coach.
That was like a backhanded shot.
Not at all.
Hold on. Did you know, coach? Did you know?
No, I did not know that. But that's not the point. The point is he said I didn't know. And that's what I have an issue with. All right, Alex, continue.
Yeah, so this once prolific return specialist, he's converted from a part-time receiver SaaS special teams player to a running back. I mentioned he's been Atlanta's best player. I just said he's tied for the league lead in touchdowns. He has five. He leads all running backs with 18 receptions. He has 235 receiving yards. That is 58.8 receiving yards per game through four games. He'll face a Jets team that has surrendered the second most receptions to opposing running backs, in addition to the second most receiving yards to the position. The Jets have allowed 288 receiving yards to opposing running backs this season. That's good for a whopping 72 yards per game. Yeah, I just think Cordarrelle looks explosive. I think without Ridley, Dave mentioned no Ridley, there's no Gage in today. He's going to be the center or the focal point of Atlanta's offense. Yeah, coming off of three straight games with at least 58 yards and five receptions, I am just very bullish on the prospect of Patterson continuing to be a featured part of Atlanta's passing attack. So, yeah, I absolutely love this prop. So, yeah, just to remind you, it's Cordarrelle Patterson over 41.5 receiving yards. The other prop that I have from this game that I absolutely love is Jamison Crowder over 4.5 receptions. This one is going to be a bit juiced. I believe it's around -140 the last I checked. So Crowder made his season debut last week and finished with 9 targets, 7 catches, 61 yards, and a touchdown. The former Duke Blue Devil was Zach Wilson's favorite target, continuing a trend of the rookie heavily targeting the slot. Braxton Berrios in the previous three games had 21 total targets. So Zach Wilson is looking at his slot receiver, whoever that happens to be, which is now Crowder, a ton. Crowder has quietly racked up at least 5 catches in 8 of his last 13 regular season game. The Jets and Zach Wilson have a favorable matchup against a very soft Falcons secondary. Obviously, Dave and I have loved props. This is our fourth one from this game, so there's a lot of really appealing things to target. The Falcons secondary has just struggled stopping anyone. Crowder has made a career out of running high percentage routes close to the line of scrimmage. The Jets will need his reliable hands in order to sustain drive, move the ball between the 20s. I have Crowder penciled in for 6 catches, and I think he continues his hot start this weekend in London.
I just got a notification, true story, from ADT that they are now putting security outside of your house where you live because you're so hot right now on props. I just came through. It's crazy. It's crazy. All right, moving on to our next game. Titans, Jags. Now, last week, full disclosure, Titans burned me. I went against everything I believe in picking a suicide pool pick and picked a road team in the first 8 weeks, and they burned me with the Jets. However, I'm back. I did the buy back into, you know, all the losers in the first 4 weeks, so I'm still back in it. It's far less money, but I'm still back in it. But the Titans are on the road again this week, taking on the Jags, 1 Eastern, the total of 40.5. We know the Jags week has been an absolute disaster with Urban Meyer. But, Alex, you see something in this game that you really like. What is it?
I do indeed, Coach. And I'm going to stick with my trend. I think I mentioned to you last week, I got tipped off on a play in my DMs. I think that opened up the floodgates, and I had a lot more DMs with a lot more plays this week. So I want to shout out the guy who sent me this play because I absolutely love it. It's Dan Arnold, over 2.5 receptions. It's plus 150. I know we like those plus 150 numbers at Caesars. I also like his reception yards over 22.5. So you can play either of these. You can put half a unit on both of them, however you want to do it. I like both numbers. The Jags just traded their former number 9 overall pick in 2020, CJ Henderson, to get Dan Arnold. We all know after last weekend how much Urban Meyer loves tight ends. He went on record saying how much he loves Dan Arnold.
I'm sorry. Alex, I was brilliant.
You're not the only one. You're not the only one.
And neither is Urban, for the record.
I'll continue, gentlemen.
Please continue.
Arnold ran routes on 41% of his snaps. He was targeted on 17% of his routes run, 10% of the total team targets 3 days after joining the teams. The Jags had three other tight ends playing in this game, all with one catch each. This rotation most likely is just due to Arnold getting used to the playbook and just frankly getting off the plane. The tight end combined target percentage in week 4 was 22%. Combined reception percentage was 29%. Before an injury in week 4, where DJ Chark was running routes on 85% of his snaps, he was targeted on 17% of those routes and total team targets of 16%. Per PFF, Arnold has the 8th best tight end matchup this weekend against Rashawn Evans, tight end from the Titans. PFF has him as a grade at 37.5, terrible, who is allowing a catch on 75% of his targets while in coverage. They're going to use Dan Arnold all over the field because Laviska Shenault is taking over a lot of those snaps that DJ Chark is giving up. So I love this spot for Dan Arnold. If you look at the yardage allowed per game, I'm looking at the wrong sheet.
All right.
I love this spot for Dan Arnold. We also saw the reason they acquired Dan Arnold was because James O'Shaughnessy, who was the Jags tight end, he was heavily featured in the passing game. He got injured. He's on a season-ending injury, so that's what prompted the Jags and Urban Meyer, who loves his tight ends, to go out and get Dan Arnold. So, yeah, I think Dan Arnold is going to have a big role in this offense. I think he's going to pick up a lot of that work that DJ Chark is leaving on the table. And yeah, I love the spot.
I love it too. I think it's really bright. On the season, Jacksonville has an 18% target share to its tight ends. So that tells me that they're involved in the offense. They're not big time like some other teams around there that have great tight ends. But if we're looking for 3 catches over 4 quarters for Dan Arnold against the Titans, and we're getting, it's a plus.
Plus 150, Dave. Yeah.
I love this one. I'm sorry to jinx you, but I love this one.
That's true. It does kind of feel like a jinx if you're backing Alex. Real quick, staying in this game. We have a YouTube question. Derrick Henry, we talked about this last week. His number was like a minus, or was it 120? And we're like, oh, that's crazy high. And he just went way over that. This week, 114.5. Anybody want to take this one?
I think it's worth going over. I think you take the chance on it. You look at the track record of how he's done against Jacksonville. It's mostly amazing. He's from the area, so he seems to really amp up for the game. Jacksonville's run defense, statistically, they don't rank very high, but I don't think they're necessarily terrible. But I do think Derrick Henry is going to continue to be fed catches. One of the props that didn't make the show for me was Derrick Henry's over on receptions. I think he continues to be used in that regard. But I think he's got a chance to get you 120 minimum total yards in the game.
Okay. Well, that was just rushing yards. That was just rushing.
Oh, it's just rushing. Total.
Yeah, it was just rushing. Yeah, that was just rushing. Yeah, I don't know if
I love quite as much.
Yeah. But last week he ran for a $160, you know.
Yeah. I mean, that's what he does.
Go ahead, Alex.
Let's put it this way. Yeah. Let's put it this way. I don't have a lean toward the under. And I wouldn't bet against
Derrick. I like how you said that. Alex, what do you got?
I'm with Dave. I feel the exact same way. This is not an under I'm considering in any aspect or fashion. But what I would pay attention to is if A.J. Brown plays. I think in that scenario, in theory, you would think it would kind of open things up a little bit more for Henry. But I don't think they want to give the guy 30, 35 carries a game. I think if A.J. Brown plays, although it will, you know, perhaps get the opposing defense to back up a little bit and not necessarily stuff the box against him, I think they're going to have a more balanced attack. So yeah, I would only look under at this prop, but this is a huge number. And I'd also pay attention to AJ Brown's status. If he doesn't play, then I can see a scenario where they just have by default have to give Henry 30 touches. And in that scenario, I would potentially consider the over.
By the way, we did play the over with his receiving yards last week, and we cashed that ticket too, based off a lot of what you said there, Alex. By the way, our man Danny in the YouTube comment section said he rushed for over 200 yards against them last year. So thank you, Danny, for
He's actually done it as well. He's sorry to interrupt you, Coach. He's done it twice over his last five games. He's gone over 150 yards in three of his last five against Jackson.
Right. I saw someone on Twitter post like a thing, just him, how excited he is to go back to like where he's from. And he gets up for these games.
Yeah, he gets pumped. I'm telling you, I tell it all the time. I say motivation is a big deal that it's hard to handicap. It's hard to handicap motivation and how bad a player wants to play. All right, keep those questions coming in the YouTube comment section. Also, keep pounding that like button. When we get to 100, we'll give away a year-long membership. 200, we'll get to give away 2 year-long memberships. All right, our next game. And I'm going to have an extra prop question for this one. Eagles-Panthers. Panthers laying 3 coming off the defeat in Dallas. The Eagles have also already lost to the Cowboys this year. The total sitting at 44.5. This is a 1 Eastern game. And I believe, Dave, you're targeting a play that I loved a week ago. We cashed a week ago, and you like it again this week. What do you like?
We're going right back to it. We now know that Caesar Sportsbook does not watch this show or listen to this show as intently as it should, because if it did, the number for receptions for Zach Ertz would not still be at a lousy 2.5, and it certainly wouldn't be at minus 115. It would be a lot heavier than minus 115. It's the same argument that I made last week, Coach, when he went up against your Chiefs and lost to your Chiefs, by the way. He's playing a ton. 97% of his routes 2 weeks ago were pass plays. 86% of his routes, or of his total snaps, were routes. What I'm saying is when he's on the field, it usually means Philadelphia's throwing. And if Philadelphia's throwing, it usually means he's catching. And they are using him to make easy throws for Jalen Hurts to make. And I think what we're going to continue to see him get 4 or 5 catches per game. I love him in PPR fantasy leagues. And the fact that it's only 2.5 catches, this ticket will be cashed by halftime, Coach.
Dave, you almost had it cashed by the end of the first drive last week.
Yeah.
The first drive, not even the first half.
This is my favorite one of the week.
Yeah, it's his, what do they call it? Your blanket, your protective blanket, your baby blanket. Security blanket. That's, why couldn't I think of that word? A couple of props from this game, guys. Let's go to Alex for the first one. DJ Moore, over 6.5 catches.
I like it quite a bit. I don't see a way the Eagles secondary can stop him. He has been Sam Darnold's favorite target. I think he's had at least 6 catches. I'm not sure if it's either 6 or 7. In every single game this year, he's been one of the most productive wide receivers. The Eagles secondary has really struggled. I thought they would be better on paper, but they are not. They played well in the first week versus Atlanta, but since then they've just been torched by everybody. So yeah, I would lean over on this. I saw this as low as 5.5 on some books before I came over here. I'd prefer to play it somewhat juiced at 5.5 because 7 is a big number. There could be a game script component in this game where Carolina is up big versus a reeling Eagles team that simply has not looked good, and they're relying on their running game and running out clock in the second half. If you believe this game is going to be competitive, then I absolutely think he's going to go over.
All right, very good. Very good. All right, Dave, let me come back to you. Another YouTube question. Sam Darnold over 255.5 passing yards.
Seems like a slam dunk, right? I think he's been over that number every game this season. And so, and I know Christian McCaffrey, it looks like he's expected to play, but I don't think that really changes how the Panthers offense is going to operate. If anything, I think having McCaffrey back would help Christian, or would help Sam Darnold get over 255 yards. It almost seems too good to be true, right? Like, why would they make it this low against an Eagles team that we would absolutely say is not as good as we thought it would be? Alex said it. It's true. I would take the over, but I wouldn't go crazy on it because there's something a little fishy about this line being as low as it is.
So maybe just a little sprinkle. Maybe just a little sprinkle on the over. Just to have double, some fun.
No double, just a double sprinkle.
Just a double sprinkle. Double sprinkle. Double. Now, double. You guys, I got to tell you something. You probably don't even realize this, okay? That you guys are becoming so popular and so big that we now have commercials in the show. And I'm not kidding you. Yeah. So just hang tight as we hear from our friends.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
We have a ride, baby. Let's go. Alex, what are you holding there?
Coach, since we're adding ads or we're doing commercials in the middle of each episode, this is a commercial brought to you by Prop Stars. What I am holding right here is a limited edition Jonathan Coachman action figure that I have received courtesy of the bosses. This was sent to me. I opened it on air last night. It is in its box, in mint condition. It's absolutely amazing. If you can zoom in on it, you see that it even includes the hardcore belt. We've got Coach on the side of it, looking great. It's amazing. I am giving this away the day or the moment or the episode when we receive 1,000 likes. When we get 1,000 likes in an episode, this will be given away to one lucky Sportsline viewer. So I just want to remind everybody that the day that that happens, this will be yours.
I think it's going to happen Sunday or Monday. That's my gut. That's my gut. And to be clear, it has to be likes live on the show.
Yes.
It has to be live on the show.
Yes.
All right. All right. I can't believe you found it. I mean, because when you say limited edition, it was very limited edition. However, it was one of my favorites. I had three different action figures. True story. I had the fastest selling action figure set in the history of the business. Now, the other two guys in it were Triple H and Shawn Michaels, but that means nothing. That means nothing. It was all about me. It was all about me.
I love
all
that.
Right. So Keith, that's just kind of out there in the distance. It's kind of a Shangri-La. When we get to 1,000 likes on one live show, boom, somebody's going to win that very, very, very cool prize. Don't forget, keep hitting that like button today because we got to give away some more memberships to Sportsline. We're growing in leaps and bounds. We want all of you to be a part of what we're doing. All right, let's get back to our picks now. Patriots laying 9 on the road at Houston, 1 Eastern, the total sitting at 39.5. You rarely ever see a total with a 3 in front of it. But Alex, you found something in this game coming off a really good, gritty performance and a loss to the Bucs. What do you like with New England?
Yeah, so I like Damian Harris over 14.5 rushing attempts. I checked right before we went on live, and it was -135 at MGM. Teams are running the ball against the Texans 30.8 times per game. That's the fourth most rushing attempts per game in the NFL. In the first 2 weeks of the season, Harris combined for 39 carries. Since then, he's had only 10 carries in his last two games, but that came against Tampa Bay and New Orleans. I mentioned how often teams are running against the Texans, but the Saints and the Bucs are just a completely different story. They are two of the best run defenses in the NFL. Opposing teams are only averaging 17 and a half rushing attempts per game against Tampa Bay and 21.2 versus New Orleans. If you look at a yards allowed per game, the Saints and Bucs are literally 1 and 2 right next to each other. So it is no shame whatsoever the fact that this guy was not running and the New England, frankly, just didn't have a run heavy game plan. So, yeah, Tampa Bay gives up 47 and a half rushing yards per game, which is just an unbelievable stat. So, yeah, I do like Damian Harris's rushing prop as well, with this opened at 63. And I believe it's up now over to 70. So I actually think the 14 and a half rushing attempts is a tiny bit safer, which is why I'm leaning that way in comparison to his yardage total. But I also do like his yardage total. I wouldn't play it probably over 71, 72, 73 and a half yards. But yeah, I'm high on Damian Harris this week. I expect him to be a big part of the Patriots game plan. I expect him to end up flirting with close to 20 carries in the game.
This game just screams get in and get out if you're the Patriots. And that means run that football. Dave, I'm coming to you. I see you, Winifred. I see you, Winifred. Texans team total 14 and a half. And do we like the under or the over there? Dave, you take this one.
I think I like the under better than the over. It's hard for me to look at a defense that just did a good job of holding down Tampa Bay's offense to under 20 points. And to say that they're going to give up, close as many points against Davis Mills and the Texans. Houston's a mess right now. Mills is terrible under center. Danny Amendola is coming back. He might be their second best receiver on the team behind Brandon Cooks. They're not getting their tight ends involved nearly as much. The offensive line is doing a terrible job. And Bill Belichick, if you believe it, if you never believed it before, you're going to believe it now after what happened last week, that Bill Belichick is a fantastic schemer against any quarterback, including Tom Brady. And now he's going from the GOAT to like probably somebody who's on par talent wise with a literal GOAT, like the actual animal in Davis Mills. And it's wrong for me to say that. I should probably take it back, but I'm not going to. Davis Mills is going to struggle against Bill Belichick in this defense. I think they'd be lucky to get 13 points in the game, a touchdown, two field goals. I don't even know if they get that high. This Houston offense is terrible.
Yeah, unless they take the starting defense off. By the way, not that you should be embarrassed by a female name at all, but Winifred just said, Coach, this is my wife's account. A, where's your wife? And B, tell her we said hello. We appreciate that. All right. But he had to make sure that we knew it wasn't her. I don't care if it is her. We'd love to have her on the show too. All right. We've got a winner in our 100 likes. Let's get to 200 real quick. At Vance Scott, not Bart Scott, at Vance Scott, the jeweler, will reach out to you on social media. By the way, have you guys noticed how big of a star the jeweler is becoming? Like, people are asking for him. He's kind of like Oz. Shows up every now and then. You hear his voice every now and then, but you rarely get to see the jeweler on camera. But a lot of people are all about the jeweler these days. All right, moving.
Shout out, jeweler.
Yeah, shout out, jeweler. All right, moving on. Next game. And Dave, I'm coming directly at you. Talked about the Bucs are laying a full 10. Total sitting at 48. They're hosting the Miami Dolphins. What do you like in this game, Dave?
I love Mike Gesicki over 3.5 catches. You got to lay 135 on it, but I think this is a slam dunk. Since Jacoby Brissett has taken over, and I mean literally from the moment he's taken over, Mike Gesicki has led the Dolphins in targets, catches, and yards. He's found the end zone. He is the second most targeted tight end in the entire league of national football. And it's over the past 2 weeks that he's been that. So I think that there's absolutely no question that Gesicki against a Tampa Bay secondary that's all kinds of beat up is going to continue to get fed throws from Jacoby Brissett. Furthermore, it was learned on Friday that Devontae Parker is now going to be a game time decision for the Miami Dolphins because of a hamstring that's on top of a shoulder injury that he has. So Gesicki might end up being the number one target, period, for the Dolphins offense in this game against the Bucs, where they're going to be trailing. Brissett clearly likes him. this is an easy one. He might get six catches. He might get seven. He might double this number. Over 3.5 at minus 135. Easy peasy.
Well, I mean, if you say it's a slam dunk and it's a little bit juicy, then obviously on this particular prop, Dave, the juice,
it's worth the squeeze.
You're damn right it is. And it is right here. And by the way, just so you know, I wasn't laughing at you as you were giving your take, but Alex makes me laugh so much that he's over here just sipping his coffee. Like he's just kicking it at the breakfast table while you're giving away your hardcore Miami Dolphins prop on the show. All
right, I love that prop, by the way.
And he loves the prop.
I need that going for me here because, you know, I'm kind of scared to say when I like your props out because I don't want to jinx you. I don't want to put it down that like, yeah, I like it too. And then all of a sudden the guy gets hurt in the first quarter. Everyone's going to come out with their pitchforks for me.
All right, next game. Hey, Dave, you're actually getting some love. My man, Eric, love that play, Dave. You're a minch, Dave.
My mom says the same.
All right, let's go Bears and the Raiders live from Las Vegas. -5.5. That's the Raiders. They are the favorites. This is a 4:05 Eastern kick. The total is 44. Alex, coming back to you. What do you like in this game?
Yes, sir. I've got an under for Coach. Remember, everybody, Coach loves under. So type that in the chat. Coach loves under. So, yeah, we've got Justin Fields under 18.5 completions after a just disastrous week 3 performance. Fields back bounced back against the hapless Lions and played well enough for Chicago to come away with an easy 24-14 victory last week against Detroit. Bears head coach Matt Nagy did not put too much on the rookie signal caller's plate, and Fields only attempted 17 passes in the game. I do expect that number to rise that week. I'm not expecting the Bears to just suddenly overnight turn into a high-volume passing attack. Chicago will take on a Raiders defense that looked very soft up the middle on Monday night against the Chargers and Austin Eckler. Los Angeles running backs combined for nearly 175 yards rushing on the ground, a 6.1 yards per carry average against the Raiders. Fields also has connected on less than 50% of his passing attempts, not a huge sample size this season. That number should rise as the rookie gets more comfortable in the offense, but if he's going to complete 19, 20 passes, you have to imagine that's going to require him to throw the ball upwards of 32 to 35, or it would take 40 times if you're just doing straight, if you're extrapolating the fact that he's only completing 50% of his passes. So it's going to take a lot of passes for him to get to that many completions. I expect Matt Nagy to continue to bring Fields along slowly, not ask him to do too much. I think this number should be closer to like 15.5 or 16.5. I just think it provides tremendous value at 18.5, or it opened at 19.5. So yeah, either of those numbers, you can still find 19.5. I love it even more.
I don't know what I despise more. The fact that the people in the comment section are listening to you, or you're using words that I can't spell, like extrapolating. All right. Either one of those things I don't like.
Or an under, Coach.
Right now. Yeah, they're all right. And Coach hates unders. I tell you what, it's going to be the vein of my existence. I swear to you, I think you guys just like to mess with me. And then every time you throw an under out there, it cashes. And so I'm very conflicted. I'm always conflicted. I love to cash tickets. But damn it, do I hate unders. Oh, with every piece of my being. All right. Final game on our docket this week, and we're having so much fun. We're here every single Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern time with these two idiots that I love to call friends. All right. 4:25 Eastern. 49ers, Cardinals. Cardinals laying 5. They're the only undefeated team left, Dave, in the entire National Football League. The total sitting at 49. We like in this game.
I'll tell you who I don't like. I think he can score, but I don't think he's going to get a ton of yardage, and that's DeAndre Hopkins. So get ready for me to get under your skin, Coach. We're going under on DeAndre Hopkins, 75.5 receiving yards. He's had 67 or fewer receiving yards each of his past 3 games. Between Hopkins, Christian Kirk, and AJ Green, Hopkins ranks 3rd in yards per catch, average depth of target, yards per route run, explosive plays, but he is 1st in target share. Barely. He's got 18.6% of the target share in Arizona. AJ Green's right behind him at 18%, and Christian Kirk is at 13.4%. There's no real distance between Hopkins, who we all think of as the best receiver in Arizona, And the other two guys, AJ Green, formerly an amazing receiver, but still getting the job done as the number two guy, and Christian Kirk, who was amazing until last week when he lined up in the slot against LA and he only had one catch in the game. But he lined up in the slot. He saw a lot of Jalen Ramsey. He certainly played as much as he always has, which is why I've got a bonus for you, Coach, because I know you hate unders. So I'm going to give you an over, and then we're going to parlay the two of them together. We are going to make a mega parlay with the Arizona Cardinals. It's only a two-part parlay. It's not that mega, but I'm going with it.
It's kind of the mega power advantage.
Christian Kirk's receiving yards this week is at 41.5. And I bet that the odds makers made that number thinking that the general public would say, well, this guy had one catch last week. He had no yards. There's no way he's getting 41.5. And yes, he will. Because in his first three games, when they weren't taking on the Rams and they didn't have the slot area, the middle of the field all locked up by Jalen Ramsey, Christian Kirk was getting 60 plus yards per game. So the bonus is Christian Kirk over 41.5. That's also minus 115. And if you parlay the two together in a same game parlay, it's plus 231. That's not bad.
Not 230. Not 235, but plus 231.
Plus 231. That's what it came out at Caesar Sportsbook.
All right. Well, whenever you have a plus 231, you know Alex is going to weigh in on it. What do you got, Alex?
Just to back up Dave Moore, there's also a ton of mouths to feed in the offense. Rondell Moore, Max Williams, Chase Edmonds has had, I think, four catches in all four games so far. Yeah, there are a ton of mouths to feed in that offense. I do like Hopkins a little bit this week, but I totally understand Dave wanting to go under considering his past performance. And yeah, just how many options there are in that passing offense, it makes a lot of sense.
I will say this. If there's one under that I don't mind, it's receiving props, because you can really tell when the game starts how the game script is going to go, because I learned that from you guys. Game script, depth of target, all these things I didn't know before. And so I don't mind under receiving yards because there's such a variance. So, Dave, I don't hate that this week. I don't hate it.
Nice.
I don't love it, but I don't hate it. All right. Gosh, I love this show so very much. Real quick, we did have a YouTube question. Baker Mayfield, torn labrum, we found out this week. Same injury that apparently OBJ's been dealing with for a decade. How do we feel about getting that news? And either one of you can weigh in here on Baker, and a lot of the numbers aren't out yet for him because of the injury. But would we stay away from his props this week, or would that not scare you at all?
He's been playing through it, and he's played well. I mean, his numbers haven't jumped off the page, but that's not typically what a Browns offense with Baker Mayfield looks like. They rely on their run game. They're going to continue to rely on their running game. They have the best 2-1-2 punch in the league. They also have the best run blocking offensive line, or probably the best offensive line period in the NFL. So he's in a really advantageous position where he could be protected by that offensive line. He could be protected by that running game that he can lean on. The Browns defense has looked phenomenal this year. This is one of my favorite rosters from the top to bottom. I think they're as talented as any team in the league. That's why I was on their team total over going into the season, if you remember from our future show, Coach. So yeah, I don't think this app necessarily has a huge effect, or it's going to necessarily equate to Baker Mayfield's numbers falling off a cliff or anything like that. I think he's going to continue to game manage. I think he's going to continue to be efficient. And I think if anything, they're just going to lean a little bit more on Kareem Hunt, on Nick Chubb, who I both like this week, and I think are going to continue to carry the rock for them.
Awesome. Awesome. Dave, what do you got?
If you remember last week, I love the over for Odell Beckham. It was my favorite prop of the week. I sat down to watch the game with the Cleveland Browns. When do I ever watch the Cleveland Browns outside of work? It's never.
Never.
And Baker missed him so many times. Odell should have had over 100 yards and two touchdowns in the game, Coach. He was that open, and Mayfield kept missing him. So when you talked about Baker and the shoulder, I think it absolutely is going to affect him moving forward. It did just affect him in this game. By the way, I can't stand Odell Beckham this week in fantasy. He's like a flex this week, and I'm going to try and find his player prop. It's 57.5. Okay, that number's pretty low. But we've seen this Chargers pass defense shut down CeeDee Lamb, Mari Cooper, Tyreek Hill, Terry McLaurin. They are very good. And my guess is that they're going to do the same thing to Beckham. And that means it's going to be hard for Baker Mayfield to put up a lot of yards. Now, I think the books know it because I'm looking at his player prop at Caesar Sportsbook right now. It's 225.5. Okay. I would kind of sort of want to lean toward the under there, knowing that Baker, and this is an unofficial one. Don't count it against me.
Just gotta lean. We're just lean. But
this is another one of those double sprinkles. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to give just a little bit. I think it's worth two. That Baker Mayfield goes under here because I think that shoulder could be wrong for him all year, and it could cause some serious inaccuracy in his throws.
I feel like you just created a new segment on the show, Dave, and I've got to figure out how I'm going to do it, but it's going to be called Double Sprinkle. And it may, I know how I'm going to do it, but you just created a new segment on the show. So all thank right. you. It's I know how I'm going to do it. All right. God, I love doing this show. All right. We're up against it. Grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here is the recap of our official plays from my man, Prop Stars, and Dave from Fantasy Football today. We're going to go Cordarrelle Patterson over 41.5 receiving yards. Jamison Crowder over 4.5 catches. Dan Arnold over 2.5 receiving. You heard all of that really insightful analysis on the Jacksonville situation from Alex that we cannot ever repeat. Damian Harris over 14.5 rush attempts. The Justin Fields under his completion prop of 18.5. Then let's go to Dave. The player from Atlanta, over 3.5 catches. The kicker from Atlanta, over 1.5 field goals. Zach Ertz, favorite play of the week. I cannot believe that this number is still at 2.5. Can't believe it. Then we're going to go to Miami over 3.5 for Gesicki and the Andre Hopkins. Let's go under. All kinds of weapons there for the Cardinals, and Kyler Murray will be spreading that around. By the way, I wanted to tell you guys this because it happened on Monday, and I thought you'd get a kick out of it. We were giving out all these props, and Alex was there, and somebody in the YouTube comments said, you guys should really do a show on Friday with props because Monday seems like it's too late.
What a great idea.
What a great idea. I literally said, we do a show every Friday just on props. And that guy just disappeared from the comment section. It was like he was gone. Like, oh, my bad. I got it. All right. Don't forget our next NFL show. We have three on Sunday, our morning show at 10 a.m. Then at noon to 1, we count down to all the 1 Eastern games. Then from 7 to 8 Eastern time, we count down to Sunday Night Football. And this week, Bills Chiefs. Remember, new start time, 7:20 Eastern time for all of our primetime shows. And we'll go all the way up to kickoff instead of stopping at 8 Eastern time. So we're changing a little bit, but we're doing it so you guys can get a better handle on all the picks leading right up to kickoff. All right. We can't grow without all you guys. You guys are helping us grow so much. And you've got your marching orders. See, I got you right in the middle of a compliment. You didn't see that one coming. Let's take all these tickets straight to the pay window. For my man Dave Richards, for Alex, Proppy Prop Stars, and the jeweler who puts it all together here at the brand, we grind, and we grind for you. Tell your friends your favorite brand. There's only one, the Early Edge. Good luck.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.